talking everything you want to know about the hospitality industry. And now on with our show.
Well, look who's back.
Whoa, welcome back, kids.
Just blow my ears out. Thanks, buddy.
It's all right, man. That's your right. fault. You got the controls.
That's smart right now.
That's all right. We're a little not smart today.
Yeah, dude. Hey, you know, it's just a beautiful day in paradise.
It is a beautiful day today.
And I'm just hanging out and love and...
End of the summer?
Nope.
Not yet.
We're in the midsummer blues.
It'll be a month. Come on now.
Don't say that because I want to go more camping.
That's true. Yeah, well, I'm glad you've been able to get out and get camping. That's cool.
Yeah, I love camping. I mean, I hate the work of camping, but man, as soon as you get there and set up...
Once it's all done?
You just forget about life.
Peace and quiet. Yep, yeah,
peace and quiet.
Yeah, you're not at work. You're not at your house. Yep. It's reminding you of work. So yeah, good for you, my man. I need to get out more.
That's my shout out right there.
There you go. Oh, you got... I'm just doing a straight shot right now, so cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to you.
I have no ice. I have no drinks to mention or cups to mention that are cool.
I am still drinking the same thing I always drink.
I'm doing a straight shot of vodka, because that's actually...
If you see what he's wearing right now, you'd be doing a straight shot of vodka, too. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing out there for the world to see.
We're not on TV. Yes.
Nope.
I'm dressed like a unicorn and with monster feet, fuzzy monster feet on.
He belongs on Monster, Inc.
Yes, that's kind of what
he'd
I
would make
like.
You laugh.
That's maybe where his shoes are from. Really? That's what I do best, man. Huh. I don't know. I just collect fuzzy stuff.
Fuzzy.
Yeah. I am a unicorn, everyone. Just so you know, if you don't know who I am or you can't put the face to a name, just picture a unicorn. And pretty much that's me.
Oh, no. There you go. Sorry, wrong button.
Both worked.
There you go.
Anyways, let's crack it, man. I just got back from Duluth. I got a new unicorn tattoo.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You showed me that. I forgot.
And while I was in Duluth, I was able to get some amazing food.
Food?
Very delicious Thai food.
Did it make you happy?
Thai by Thai.
Did it make you happy?
It made me so happy. Which actually excites me about
today.
This topic.
Yeah. The things we came up with.
Yeah. What does food and drink mean to us and, like, society and all that good stuff? And, like, what is food?
Right?
It brings the world together.
I think the food is glue. If you research food, even like over in Italy, when you're over in Italy, or I was over in Italy for a few days in my life, you went from one town to another town, they might have the same food. The chicken, say chicken whatever, in one town, go the next town over the ridge, and it's the same chicken blah, blah, but they might have just a little bit different way of doing it, but it's the exact same thing almost. But it's the way that they did on this side.
Some local spice or local or whatever they did to it. Yeah.
It's the glue of life that keeps everybody happy.
I really do believe that. And if you really think about, like, just us as humans, there's not a lot of things that, like, bring people together, whatever your differences are in opinions, politics, your family, whatever, you know. Nope. You may or may not like Aunt Susie, but, you know, when you get together on Thanksgiving.
But, you know, Aunt Susie, you hate her, but she knows she's bringing the best.
She's got the best Polish sausage coming in. And you sit down as a family or as friends. It brings you, it sucks you in. Just take holidays, for example, especially us. We live in the middle of nowhere. We have families in
nice push.
Far away place. You like that?
I like that.
You know, what do? The first thing you see a friend you haven't seen in a year, or you go home for the holidays, you know, it's all food. It's all
wanna
sitting,
go out to
gathering.
Eat, sit down, gather.
Get a couple drinks, you know, food and drink brings us together. Think about it culturally. You go to I'm getting excited to plan my vacation in a month. I'm going to have 4 weeks off. Let me guess,
you're planning around food. What are you hungry
around
for?
Food, exactly. Right? What can't I get here? And, like, what's the first thing I do when I go to another place? Like, yeah, I can Google all the food places, but I talk to the locals and you say, hey, man, what's really fucking hot right now? Like, what is your favorite food?
Yeah.
And you go, and it makes you happy. But, like, just think about the suction that food has. You call it glue. I love that term.
Yeah.
It brings us together.
It brings everybody together.
To sit down and have a meal with your friend, your family, your significant other, your child, even baking oatmeal for your kid. I don't have kids, but, like, and sharing that breakfast before they go to school is connection.
It was like this morning, my mom made me waffles and bacon before I left. It was my mom, and I was like, going, it was so good.
That was, right. And you make waffles and bacon for a living.
But hers is so much better.
But mom made it for you.
Yeah.
But it was you and your mom.
Yeah. And I know it's like every time I leave, I get waffles and bacon for some reason.
Yeah.
It's like the goodbye, see you later, goodbye.
Yep. And think about, like, another thing I think about a lot. And my mom's passed away, and she was a terrible cook. No disrespect, Mom, I love you, but she couldn't cook for shit. But she made, like, four things amazing.
Right?
She could crush the meatloaf game. She could make some hella chop suey. She made some weird-ass chicken pasta often. I don't even know what it was. It was a mutation. Everything else she fucking burnt, right?
Yep.
But now, every time I eat a good piece of meatloaf, that memory of eating her meatloaf. Like, it will never, as long as she's passed and she was a terrible cook, but like those four fucking dishes.
It'll never leave your head.
When I taste something that's similar to what those four things were, it fucking just makes me melt. Like, the emotional attachment to food is crazy.
If you eat, well, like, the emotional thing, but the mom what made, but I was talking to my mom, we were going to eat, and I was with my friends. Well, I called them up and said, hey, what are you doing tomorrow night? And I said, well, I'm in town, you want to go out to eat? Yeah, let's go out to eat. So we didn't go anywhere, we just went out to eat, sat around, talked, brought my mom with me, because why not? And it was, oh, you're bringing mom, it's so cool. Because everybody loves my mom, I guess. Because she's cool like me.
I have to meet your mom. What,
yeah, you should. So I brought her, and we're sitting there, and we all had food, we all had drinks, we all talked, blah, blah, blah. Got down, got in the truck, and I was driving back to my mom's house. And I said, yeah, it's kind of weird, Mom. I said, the last night when I was leaving Parks of Utah, you had fettuccine shrimp. You had fettuccine shrimp tonight, fettuccine Alfredo shrimp. Said, how the hell do you remember that? I said, I don't know, but I remember that you had Alfredo shrimp the last night I had in Utah. And it's for some reason, it just brought back the Utah memories of you. And it was like a 10-star, high-class, beautiful dining. I've talked about on this before, but and she's like, how do you remember that? I'm like, well, food to me is memories.
It is.
Yeah, like it's memories and different emotions. Things. Yeah.
And us coming from the industry, it's weird. Like, we work in this industry. So I don't know if it's more passionate when we are with somebody that we love or care about, or like our friends or our family, and we are eating it, we remember it more. But I think that, look at cultures worldwide, I mean, it just brings people together.
Well, if you ever go to any festivals around the world, there's always food.
You talked earlier, you made a joke about the mobster movies, like,
oh yeah, like, have you ever watched a mobster movie?
You've seen the Goodfellas, like, they're in jail.
Gotta slice the garlic, paper thin garlic.
Hey, you're too much fucking onions. Yeah, you're two cans of onions, you're gonna fucking kill me.
Yeah, you know, like
that's like it. And Italians are big into food, but every culture is big into food, and it's just one of those things, like food and drinks.
And every TV show that you've ever seen that's lasted for years, except for Mythbusters.
Random.
Like any sitcom, How I Met Your Mom, Friends, they'll have some kind of food related. Friends had the coffee shop. How I Met Your Mom had that bar, restaurant.
Somewhere where they always hung cheers.
There's always food or drink somewhere in that
environment. It brings people together.
Godfather always had the food.
Yeah. And it's 100% true. Like, it's, really, like, why do you go out to eat on your day off? Like, why do you do it? It's because it's a reason to see your friend.
Yep.
But it's also something to talk about and enjoy together, whatever they are eating, you're eating. And like,
it brings people together.
There's no better feeling than like going out to dinner. It could be a friend or a girlfriend or a fucking family member. But you're like, wow, how was that dish? How was this dish? And like, you talk about it. You get elated. You feel good.
Yeah.
Because you ate this amazing whatever, Parmesan, some bottom feeding fish in New Orleans that they caught that day. And it's like, you could talk about it for 2 hours after that. It's super exciting.
It is. The food brings people together.
Look at like Anthony Bourdain. He did his whole show and his books, and he traveled the world. His whole fucking objective was to get into the local culture. I don't even know what to describe it, but I'm not going to the chain restaurant in Thailand. I'm going to the streets.
Oh, the back.
And all the street
back,
vendors and all that stuff, and like finding that stuff. And like, I love to do it when I travel to
the mom and pop restaurants.
Yeah. And get the locals' perspective and like get the recommendations. And he did that across the world. That show blew up, and it's one of my favorite shows.
It's great.
He's one of my favorite humans in the world.
Yep.
Rest in peace to him also.
All right.
But
maybe
he
should have had some more food before he decided to.
I think he may have done the thing he did because he didn't get the food.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
Wow. Yeah. But you have like the food hotline.
1-800 need good food now.
Oh my god.
Which is actually really interesting.
This
is a weird twist too, because I've been going through a funk the last few days. Like, I've been a little bit of a, I'm just all you out there. No, I'm not ashamed of it.
Right.
Yeah. I battle depression from time to time.
Don't we all? I do it.
So I went into a slump for the last 3 days, opened my freezer today, and I remembered, because I don't really open my freezer much because I work at a food place, so I eat at work.
Right.
And there was some frozen jalapeno cheddar White Castles, which is like my favorite comfort food. I love White Castle. I grew up on it. We've talked about this in another podcast too.
Yes, we
have. And when I saw that today, as low as I was, and I just saw those fucking things, I was like, man, I'm going to go record this podcast and go home and steam these fucking hamburgers and fucking love life right now.
Right?
And that's just the food did it. Like, because it's a memory. It's a thing that I grew up on. Like Chicago-style Italian beef sandwiches. If I get a good one, like my heart beats at a certain pace. Like, it's so lovely. If I get a shitty one, I'm so mad because I grew up eating. I used to ride my bike 13 miles each way to get this one tenon beef sandwich. But like in a little gas station, he had this hot dog stand. Like Jimbo was good with two O's, by the way. Shout out to him. Man, best beef sandwich ever, Italian beef. But that memory right now, even talking about it, the effort that I went in to get it as a 12-year-old, 13-year-old kid, right, saved my allowance to get an Italian beef sandwich. And I will never forget those moments. It inspires me every day. Jimbo does. White Castle, comfort food. Meatloaf, man. Like, come on now. Who doesn't like meatloaf when you're sad?
Oh, yeah. Meatloaf and all that.
And then, like, food that makes you happy. Like, I know it sounds cheesy, and chicken parmesan is not the best dish in the world, but that's a dish that if I have a good chicken parmesan, I'm like, I might as well have done cocaine. It's that good. That's my favorite thing.
Well, I mean, if I've had a bad day or if I'm really crappy or really grumpy, I like nachos. Like, really good nachos.
Your go-to.
I have no idea why, but I'm like,
just your...
Ooh, nachos. Like, you get done eating nachos, I'm like, yeah! Right. Like, this stress melts away. I mean, it's like,
it just gets away.
I'm happy with just eating nachos.
It's the comfort food. And so food has such an emotional attachment.
It is.
To our memories, to our soul, to like our future.
It's like you talking about your mom. She couldn't cook, but that meatloaf.
But there's four dishes that
amazing.
That no one will ever touch.
Yeah. It's like my grandma, she made these just fried chicken. Well, like pan fried chicken. I don't know how she did it, but she did a great job of it. I should have watched her. That's my thing.
It registers.
Like my register.
I dated a girl once, and I love fried chicken. I'm not going to lie. Like, I am fried chicken, but I don't like...
Got to say junkie again, because it didn't come through.
Junkie. I'm there a fried go. Chicken junkie.
Nice, thanks.
Long short is, but I just... You get mediocre fried chicken when you're a junkie on something. You like, you love it. You love this food so much. It's terrible. Well, I was dating a girl once, and she was making, like, cast iron, buttermilk... frying like I've never seen actually do it. I've always bought fried chicken from the place, you know, where they just throw it in oil, or I didn't know what they do, and she would just do it, and her and her kids would just like, that was the moment of the month. Mom's making fried chicken, and I'm like, yeah,
over there,
yeah, your mom's making fried chicken. And I'm like in the corner too, wiggling with them, you know. They're like 6 and 8, and I'm like, yeah. And but she did it right, and like just the seasoning and the way she did it in the cast iron, slow cooking in the fucking buttermilk, fucking in the oil and all that shit. Like, we didn't work out as a person, as a couple. I probably don't even like each other. And this is years ago. But I'll always say, man, this said person fucking made the best fried chicken ever. And those were some of the best moments. Like, she had two kids and I was just dating her. But like, our family moments.
Yep.
Because I will always remember that fried chicken. I will forget all the shitty stuff that happened in our relationship. But I will never forget that fried chicken and what joy it brought to the family.
And it still brings you joy. Think about that fried chicken.
I know. I'm smiling right now.
I know. You're like a little giddy little girl.
Yeah.
Boy, whatever.
Whatever.
Giddy little unicorn.
I'm a unicorn.
Unicorn.
But you know, like that, even that memory right now, which just popped in my head right now, because we were talking about food, got my fucking heart pumping, and I was like, wow, I miss that fried chicken, you know. And I miss that connection to that person, even.
Right.
Even though it didn't work out, life's good, but you still, like, will always say, wow, something good.
Yeah.
The positivity that comes from food and eating.
That's, I always like, you know, like, I'm a sucker for Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner, you know, turkey, fried turkey, the whole thing. And I remember one day, I got off work on Christmas. I was so excited. My grandma was still alive then. Grandma's like, I'm going to cook Christmas dinner, blah, blah. And I'm like, sweet. I said, can I come over and help you? No, I got everything. Don't worry about it. You just show up around 3. I'm like, all right. So I get in there, and I'm so excited. I walk in. I'm like, I don't smell what I want to smell. I don't smell it. I really don't smell it. I turn on the corner. I'm like, hey, Grandma. She's like, she made the best soups. It was a homemade chicken dumpling soup. It was awesome. But she made it for Christmas. I ate it. It was delicious. Got done. Did the whole Christmas thing. Went out. Got in the truck. Started the truck up. Mom looked at me. I looked at her and said, never, ever again. I don't care. Anybody says, if I even have to fucking cook it myself, I'm making myself my turkey, my stuffing, and everything else. Never, ever again. I'm going to have soup for dinner for Christmas. I was like, I was waiting for that.
Nice.
I'm like, no, it's not Christmas without having the full turkey dinner for me.
Yeah, it's super crazy. Like those moments. My aunt, I have an aunt, my godmother, Colette. Shout out to you too. I love doing shout outs on this podcast. I will never have Polish sausages like hers.
Right.
And I haven't seen her for 4 or 5 years now. And I love her to death. She's the second mom to me. But my first thought when I say, "What do you think about Colette?" boom, sausage pops in my head. Like, awesome, yep. The best Polish sausage in all of Chicago. She cooks it and fucking does it right and crushes the sauerkraut game.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that makes me, I don't even want to go back to Chicago. I'm not a fan of the city. I moved out of there for a reason.
Yep.
No offense, Chicago. But.
Is what it is.
That's not my style. Long, short, it makes me want to go back.
Right.
Those little things, like, it'll drive you to a place. I'm about to go to New Mexico, not because I really want to go to Albuquerque. I just want to eat the red and green chili sauce on everything.
Oh, yum.
Like, I'm planning my vacation around red and green chili sauce. That's fucking nuts.
Albuquerque? I was in Albuquerque once.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. And we were driving through. And we stopped at my friend's house stayed overnight. And she took us to this little mom-pop place. I was like, oh, Chili Rain, you don't see that on the menu. I'm just going to have that. So I ate it. It was the best Chili Rain I've ever had.
Different than anywhere else.
Different than anywhere else. And now, in my head, if I see Chili Rain, I read this description. Description.
Yeah, description.
I'm like, will that match up to that? And none of them ever have.
I will.
They're
tell
good,
you.
But so, they're yeah, not that
side
good.
Side rant about New Mexican food right now, because I think this is also one of those weird things that we side rant about, but a lot of people don't know about. So to the audience out there, there's not a lot of people that are like, I'm going to New Mexico on vacation. There's not a lot of people that are like, that's my joint.
You know?
Unless you're skiing or you're like doing national park stuff, but like nobody talks about New Mexico. I will tell you hands down. And I'm literally going to spend thousands of dollars just to go eat New Mexican food on my off time, because their food there, it's not Mexican. It's not Tex-Mex. It's an infusion of Spanish and Native American.
Yep.
So it's similar to Mexican food, but you got a lot of this weird pepper mixes, a lot of Native and then Spanish.
It's so good there.
And it's the most unique thing that I've ever had. It's my favorite food state. I'm going to literally go spend 3
weeks. I don't think I have a favorite food state.
I think every
state has its favorite thing I've ever had in it.
Yeah, right.
But
Italian beef, God, yeah, I'm going to Chicago.
Yeah.
I want pizza. I'm still Chicago. I was born and raised there. I want seafood. New Orleans has got my back on seafood.
Right.
Like, that's the best fresh caught goldfish. I went to Tampa. That was good food, but I feel like New Orleans had a fresher scene. And you know, like, this is how much emotional food is. I would literally jump on a plane to go eat at a restaurant in New Orleans that literally hands out was my favorite restaurant in my life, Adolfo's, and it's off the grid. You can't even find it on Google, I don't think. I went in there, I met him, I watched him cook, and I just had, like, in my whole life, greatest dining experience ever. I had fish. I'm so frazzled by thinking about this place that I literally am going to book a flight to stay one night in New Orleans just to eat at this place.
Oh, I would. Oh,
I think it was flounder was the fish. It was a bottom-feeding fish.
Well, you think about it. We'll get back to it.
But long short, that place will always be in my heart. I will honestly spend $2,000 to fly there, spend a night in New Orleans just to eat at Adolfo's.
It's like what you do, what I do. Of course, we're in the cooking and bartending business. I plan unless I'm going to my relatives, if I'm going on vacation, I want food. What am I hungry for? Yeah. That's where I'm going to go. I'm going here. Yep. For this food, I'm not going to, say, Wyoming because I want to go and see open land. I went through Nebraska once. How much open can you get? You're right.
Nobody goes there on purpose.
I was like,
sorry, Nebraska. We're name shouting a bunch of states here. Sorry, Nebraska.
But I went out there because I wanted their food. And,
yeah.
And all the cattle and the beef. And
yes.
I was like, and it was so good. I went to this pork place. I had pork, beef, whatever. A smokehouse out there. It was amazing.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, this is a hole in the wall. Once again, hole in the wall was the best. Were they on the review list? No.
Exactly. You always check the review list. You go to a town. I have my list usually. This is what I do like when I have my month off. I'm going to X, Y, or Z city.
Yep.
And I got 10 places on what Google says I should go to. But the first thing you do, man, you just roll in and you go to the first bar, have a few cocktails. You've got a cool bartender.
You find a little drunk person and say, hey.
And you're like, hey, where do you go? Like, what's your once a month outing? And they're like, yeah, you'll never find us. That's
right.
How I found Adolfo's. We went to a weird boutique and shit, like, in New Orleans. I'll never stop talking about this place for the rest of my life.
That's where I went to Kansas City. I went there, and I was like, okay, I'm going to Kansas City. I've seen this place on TV, this place, and I found the hotel right in the middle of it. Cool.
Yep.
But then I was in the bar, and the guy sitting next to me was like, I got money. I need to spend my money. This is back pre-COVID. And he's like, I got a credit card account for my business I work at. I got to spend some money. I'm going to go out to eat. He looked at me. I want to go to eat. I'm going, he's like, it's two blocks up the road. No, the bartender's like, yeah, he's safe. He's here every month. I'm like, all right, let's go. You know, fine. Went up with him. Honest to God, it was the best barbecue. It was better than the other ones that are on TV. They were famous. Like, nice. Honestly famous.
Sweet.
And the guy was like, lobster, smoked lobster egg rolls and stuff like that. I'm like going, it was so amazing. I was like, he's like, I need more. It wasn't a place that I would ever thought had the best. You look at it like, they don't have good food.
Little dive shithole.
Yeah, and I'm like, but oh my God.
Right.
It was amazing.
Speaking of New Mexico, I was rolling. I was there for work.
I didn't have to pay for it, but whatever.
And I just happened to be rolling through, and there was like, oh, this place was fucking rated on for the best green chili cheeseburger. And it was, I don't know if it was Dives and Drives or fucking.
Probably Dives and Drives.
Or Bobby Flay's travel and barbecue thing. So I went to this one bar, and I was like, cool. Like, somebody told me about it. Go there. All right. That's like 40 fucking 5 miles out of Santa Fe, where I was staying at.
Yeah.
I roll into this town. It's a post office box. It's a box. That's their post office. And there's two bars. That's it. One of them was featured on Food Network, and the other one is across the street. And it said there's probably 100 residents, all trailers. And that's it. That's the whole town. But somehow it ended up on Food Network. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go eat both.
Yep.
And there was the one that was Food Network rated. Awesome. Cool. They had the picture. Bobby Flay or Diner's Driving Guy, whatever.
Yeah.
Guy Ferrari or whatever his name is. And then I went across to the other one. Blew my fucking mind. Way better. Hands down.
Well, that's why I said, I've been to a few Guy Ferrari ones. And no offense, Guy. I know it's a TV and you got to do what you got to do. But a lot of times I'm going, I wasted my time coming to this place. And now, when you were there, when he was there, the time I got there, I mean, it wasn't like the next day. It wasn't, could have been 3 or 4 years down the road. Was it a different cook? Did they change the recipe? Did they get new ownership? Who knows?
But I will never forget the bar that I had across the street that wasn't the Food Network one, whatever show it was. I will never forget that bar. And I will literally, if I go to New Mexico this off break, I will take the fucking 80-mile drive to eat that burger. And it was just a burger. But it was the best green chili ever.
It's in your head. It's ingrained.
I would go out of my way. I literally will plan my vacation and spend a 2-hour drive each way.
Yeah.
In this town, tiny town with a mailbox and a trailer just to eat this burger again. And that's, I think, the beauty of food. I think that's what attaches us to it. It's a cultural thing. It brings us together. It also, at the same time, satisfies our soul and just makes us happy when we have the greatest taste. We've evolved. We're not animals. Yeah.
And this is not really even like going to a diner. This is going to a grocery store. When I worked at one of the hotels I worked at, we had two different restaurants. I worked in one and my friends worked in the other one. Whatever. And I guess they stopped saying whatever. So we'd get together like, hey, let's go out to eat. Let's not go out to eat. We need food. Let's go to whatever grocery store. So 7 or 8 of us will show up at, say, 12 o'clock at night and get done working. At the grocery store, we'll go out there and we'll travel in a pack going through the whole grocery store. And like, hey, did you try this? Well, you got to try this. It was like going, we're all in cook uniforms, you know, in this grocery store at 12 o'clock at night. They're probably like, what the hell's going on here? Why, are you invaded by
the weird army coming through?
Yeah, but we're all talking about food and the love of this food or love of that food. You ever try this or you try that? Don't try this. This sucks. It's some of the best memories that I have.
Dude, it connects roommates. It connects relationships. Yep. You know, I mean, I've been in relationships that even were failing. But one thing that we shared was love of food and like our favorite places and like our home-cooked dishes or whatever it was. You know, it just really is a glue. You said it opening this podcast, and it's so true.
Food is a glue.
Food is glue. Like, I could see somebody I haven't seen in forever. I don't even know if I like them anymore. It's been 20 years.
Yeah.
But guess what? They come to visit me. We're going to eat some
eat some good food.
We're going to have a good drink.
Right.
And then someone being in this industry, to flip this a little bit, not only do I appreciate food and drink more as a cook and bartender and appreciate good service and appreciate all of that, like, that goes into it, but to, as a person making that drink or making that food,
right,
to see that smile on their face when they're with their family. I don't know them. They're just guests. When you see it and like the emotion that 8 strangers just had this greatest burger of their life.
Right.
They tell you this is literally the best. Like, I mean, you know, they came here from far away. They're at a resort, whether they're staying here or they just stopped in. I heard you had good burgers, and then to crush it on the grill and then to see their face and then have them, all of them, all 8 of them say, thank you. That was literally lived up to his expectations. That is what food does.
Yeah, and same.
And knowing that I made their day, you know, you're a chef, so like, you know.
Breakfast, I just do eggs and bacon and shit like that. A little bit different, but still the same. But when people are like, oh, this is great, and like the whole family comes here for on vacation, they say, oh my God, this is great, thanks a lot, we'll be here next year. And I'm like going, wow, that's, you know. Maybe I'm grumpy that day, and I'm not going to really think about it, but after a while.
We made their day.
We made their day.
On some level, you know. And like,
yeah, I'm like, they're going to come back next year.
So that is
they've already planned it that next year they're coming here.
Yes. So not only is food important, like, for us to eat and have memories and go on vacations mm-hmm. and do all this stuff. Like, nope. I'm about to go to Charleston, South Carolina. I hear it's a food town, and I'm super
excited. Oh, I heard it's really good.
I hear it. I'm, like, super stoked to just eat. But when I see people at my work establishment that are like, this was the best meal I had this week. To me, as a person in the industry, phew, that's the shit I go home and I'm like, woo!
Yeah, it's totally true. You know, like, you're like,
they got happy because of food.
Food.
They came here for food.
And how many times when you're sad, you have food? Funerals.
Yeah,
I know. I was talking to one of my people was last week, and they're like, I came around in a conversation. I said, oh, you know what I want right now? I honestly want a ham and cheese funeral sandwich.
A funeral sandwich?
And they're like, what? And I'm like, I want a funeral ham and cheese sandwich right now. That would make me very happy right now.
Yep.
I don't know why we're talking about food, whatever it was. But honestly, when you go out for even funerals, food. One of my best friends, when he died, they catered in, and then it's called the funeral hot dish. But basically, it's hot turkey, mashed on the bottom, then hot turkey gravy and stuff on top, and then oven like a. But they call it a funeral hot dish, because it was whatever, it was so good. But funerals, you go, you just cry, you do that, then you go down with the family, and you do the thing. I love, food. Even though it's the cheapest.
Yeah, but food brings you together.
Yep, food brings you together. And, like, that's what I was hungry for. It's like, I said, I'm hungry for a ham,
I named my car after, so I was talking about Adolfo's in New Orleans, and I had a brain fart what I ate, so I had this bottom feeding fish, and I had lamb chops for the first time in my life, and I've had them since then, and they're not Adolfo's lamb chops. No. I named my car lamb chop after I went there, because I had just bought my car, and then I went to New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had this, like, the greatest restaurant experience of my life. And I met Adolfo. And he was sitting on a milk crate watching his cooks cook. And he was literally, like, he's probably 55, 60. And he was sitting on a milk crate with his glasses. And he's watching his fucking, and it's open, small place. Like, it's off the grid. Right. But long short, I left there so fucking happy that I named my new car Lamb Chop.
Nice.
And that is my car's name because of Adolfo's in New Orleans. Like, that's where food goes to the line. Like, you start to name your fucking cars after the best meal you had, you know?
Yep.
But then us in the business, like, we serve food all day, and sometimes it's, like, fucking super exhausting. And you're like, God damn it. Like, I know the Mert Burger's good. I know this shit's good. I know it's good. But at the same time, you take it home, and you're like, man, I've been on the grill for four or five hours. But, like, you might be frustrated just being on the grill with our setup.
Yep.
But then you go home, and you're like, you know what? 90 people said that was the best part of their
makes you happy.
And it makes me happy. And that's for food makes people happy. And drinks, too. It's the same way. So I'm a bartender. I love mixing drinks, and I do that for a living. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. It gets old sometimes, but at the same time, I have a lot of passion in it. But there's nothing better when I go to a place.
And you get your favorite drink?
And I sit down at a brand new bar I've ever been to, a brand new city, and like that bartender is like, pays the attention to you. And it's like, what do you need? And I'm like, something. I need some vodka with something, but I'm not sure what. And they're like, hold up. And they just whip something up, which is what I love to do as a bartender.
Yep.
Mixologist. And they just bring me something, and they're like, here, good luck.
Right?
But they do it with a smile, you know, like drink, and then all of a sudden that's awesome.
Yeah, smile. This is it just popped my head, so I'm going to leave my head again because I think I got earphones on, so this doesn't fly right off.
Trapped in there.
Trapped in your bone throat a little bit.
It'll never leave your head.
Yep. But, like, I'm a professional chef. I trained, went to a really good culinary school, a lot of great chefs I worked under. But when people are like, oh, I want you to come over and eat. And they're like, nope. I'm like, what? 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 Huh? Invite me over to your house, man. Even if you make mac and cheese out of a box.
Right.
It's going to taste a lot better than I can make. Well, probably not, but you made it, not me.
Yeah.
But I love that. I mean, cook for me. Just cook a hamburger. I don't care.
Yeah, I love that.
Unless
too.
You totally burn it or fuck it up really bad.
Yep.
I'm not going to complain because I'm not cooking. And
no, it could be a can of soup, but somebody else made it for you.
Yeah, it's going to be so much.
There's love involved.
There's love. There's, you know
like, this person made something for me. Like, that's super love. I love it.
People like, I can't cook for you. I wanted to bring you over to my house and have a barbecue, but I can't cook for you. I'm like, why? Because you're a professional. I'm like, going. No. If you cook me, it's going to be the best I've ever had, probably.
That's like someone telling me, I would make an old-fashioned for you, but you're a professional, so I'm embarrassed. And I would say, I don't just fucking pour ice and booze in there and put a dash of bitters.
Pour a lot of love in there, too.
Just fucking do it. You're doing it for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's love, and that's food and drink. Love. It's what brings us together. That's why we always go around what do we do?
Oh, hello there.
And like romance movies always has some weird, funky food scene in there. All right. Long story short, on this whole rant that we squirreled around a little bit today.
We're good at that.
We're good at doing that. And we did do a little fast bunny once in a while. No bad mom jokes this time, though. Kind of weird. And this would be ripe for them.
Yeah, they're waiting for it. Maybe next episode. But long short is, yeah, food is love. It was a good topic. Food brings us all together.
Yeah.
You know, so if any of us, either one of us ever show up at your door, break out that can of soup.
Or Brandon better burn a burger for us.
And give me that water old-fashioned.
Right on.
But we will love it. Thanks, all everyone, right, for listening.
Thanks a lot. We're out. Recorded at the world headquarters of the Cook and Bartender with Adam and Tiny.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Like, comment, follow, spread the word. We appreciate it. cookandbartender@gmail.com, cookandbartender on Facebook, or cookbartender@Instagram. Thank you.